Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. And what would be a better way, a more fitting way, Kenny, to end the week, which has been full of technology glitches and issues, than to have some of our own? Hooray!
Hooray!
We'll celebrate, just like all the big boys and girls everywhere, in trying to connect with you. Actually, you've made it, so that's good. But everybody else who is still pulling plugs and sticking in this to that hole, and let's see, we have too much technology. But then, again, I couldn't do this program the way that I do if it weren't for technology that we have at our disposal working most of the time. So we present the week in review, ladies and gentlemen, boys and germs. We have, let's see, the top 10 radio topics listed as usual on Fridays at DougSteffen.com. Which of these do you think is el numero uno? Number of people already checking in. Kenny is in charge of social media work, constantly monitoring Facebook and Twitter, and that sort of thing for the trends. So what do you see trend-wise in that list here? The Greek situation, China situation, immigration situation, who's running for president, the flag issue. That's the one I get the biggest kick out of because there's so much information that's bogus with regard to that. Healthcare costs, also a big thing. Technology. Bill Cosby certainly is in there. What are people saying in terms of ranking some of these thus far, Kenny?
Jackie says she re-ranked them for us.
Good.
She says rising health care should be number one.
Yeah, I agree.
Illegal immigration number two.
Mm-hmm.
Presidential prospects number three.
Yeah.
China and Greece number four, and then she says all the rest.
All the rest. I'm not sure. I think one and two I would agree with her on. Who else has something to say?
Well, Susan says all of the above except the soccer one.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of activity. One of the quarterbacks I saw a few minutes ago, and I think I made a comment about it, one of the NFL quarterbacks died, but it wasn't of complications to his brain. It was colon cancer.
Right.
So that's been on people's minds. Okay, what else did we get on that list?
I have some comments about the Confederate flag coming down in South Carolina.
Do you find that it's interesting that people don't understand that's not really the Confederate flag? And without listening to this program this week or me participating in it, I wouldn't have known either that it wasn't really the Confederate flag at all that was flying above the South Carolina State House. It was the Virginia battle flag, and that's what you see most of the time as the Confederate flag, or people think that's the Confederate flag when in fact it's not.
I wonder how that got picked.
Yeah.
'Cause it disappeared after the Civil War. It kind of disappeared, and then it came up again like 50 years ago during the Civil Rights Movement.
Mm.
But I wonder how, when it came back, how they picked that flag.
Isn't it a wonder?
Yeah.
The stuff is the folklore around some of this stuff is really amazing. This week, the governor signed the bill removing the flag from the state house there after they had all kinds of powerful debates. As a matter of fact, here's what I consider to be the sound of the week. This woman is named Jenny Horn, no relation, a member of the legislature, as a matter of fact, in South Carolina. Listen to her passion.
I cannot believe that we do not have the heart in this body to do something meaningful, such as take a symbol of hate off of these grounds on Friday. If any of you vote to amend, you are ensuring that this flag will fly beyond Friday. And for the widow of Senator Pinckney and his two young daughters, that would be adding insult to injury, and I will not be a part of it.
All right. little passion.
Wow. Yeah.
A little passion there. So what thinkest thou, if you're in that state or you're around here, did you get your ears awakened or his eyes open this week? 888-302-3684 to this debate. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, or you can post, as Kenny is bringing us to your post, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What else have you got there?
Well, as far as that clip goes that we just listened to, what wasn't in that, earlier on, before she started to lose her composure, she mentioned that she was a daughter of the Confederacy. In fact, she's on the related to Jefferson Davis, who
really?
Was president of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
So for somebody with that sort of connection to come out and to say that is so powerful.
Isn't it time for this to happen? Timing is all the universe's way of saying, all right, enough, let's move into something else. But the fact that everybody's so wrong about it, it's not even the flag, is the thing that grabs me more than anything else in this discussion. It wasn't even the Confederate flag. Any more comments that you want to pass along?
Yeah, sure. Carmen says, I'm very proud of South Carolina. We have no disrespect for the soldiers that fought. Many were my ancestors. But the flag belongs in a museum as part of our history and not part of our today.
You know, there's a big to-do about what we do with our American flags when they are done being in service. You're supposed to burn them, I think. Not supposed to let them touch the ground. But they are to be treated with reverence and respect. The old flag, the new flag. What do people say ought to be done to these flags as they take them down? Burn them? Trash them? There are many people who still respect them, but are they to be treated in the same reverence as the American flag when they take them down?
I wouldn't say in the same reverence, but I don't think any other flag should be in the same reverence as
either.
The American flag.
No.
But I think with respect and with historical significance, it is a part of our history, and it should be going to somewhere where relics like that are kept.
Where do most states come down when it comes to the state flag? Is it the same? I must admit, I've never thought about this, never asked this question before on the air, never had a conversation with any of my friends about it, because I really haven't cared, and I'm not even sure I care now. What happens to the state flag of Massachusetts when they take it down, or the state flag of California, the state flag of North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, Montana. I don't care. I don't really care. But I'm betting there's some passion around it from some corners. But why would you have the same passion for your state flag as you do for the national flag? There's something about seeing. As a matter of fact, were there to be a television camera on me right now, I'm wearing a 4th of July T-shirt with a flag on it. And instead of stars, it has cows in the position of where Meredith looked at it last night. She had to look at it twice. Oh, those are cows. Yeah. But am I being disrespectful to our country or to our flag because I have an American flag that instead of having stars on it has cows related to my dairying and my cow background? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's very patriotic. It's good for the 4th of July week. Yeah? What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
So lots of food for thought here. Reactions, of course, always abound, and we're here to take them and to listen to them. 888-302, Doug, 15 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
Oh, thanks. How was your visit with the dentist?
Fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. Tenth one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass. glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
pens, magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Know-how! If an overflowing trash can or decorative mailbox have felt the wrath of your rear bumper, it's time to pick up the Peak Wireless Backup Camera, now at Napa for only $79. Not only is it half off the regular price, it's easy to install, which is more than we can say for a new mailbox. The Peak Wireless Backup Camera, just $79. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Wow! It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I have reasons why you may be wrong about Kim Kardashian. How about this? I saw a LinkedIn post where the fellow who wrote it believes that all the Kim Kardashian bashers may, this fellow suggests, want to back up and rethink why she is the woman you love to dislike. He writes, quote, "The Kardashians, particularly Kim, represent what's right, what's good in America. Kim is a bona fide, true, and real entrepreneur. Her many businesses have created job opportunities, wealth, and entertainment for millions. Her professional activities have raised awareness for issues ranging from entrepreneurialism to substance abuse to gender identity." Why am I choking on this?
Nature of the story.
Excuse me. Kim Kardashian earned $28 million last year. Once some level of minor celebrity status was achieved, she, like any smart entrepreneur, took risk after risk. She invented and reinvented her image. She's a brave woman. She's gotten into businesses, makes a healthy living selling guns, sex, fatty foods, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and law services. Who are we to judge?
God bless America.
That's right. When the world's entrepreneurs and inventors and artists have been the target of similar criticisms and abuse from society, only to overcome and succeed with their mission. That's what Kim Kardashian is doing. What about that? What can you learn from the businesses established by Kim Kardashian? There's a point, the reason I brought it to your attention is because as I read it, I thought to myself, you know, there's a point there. Even though we all make fun of the Kardashians, we do it with envy. I would say I would have been happy to make $28 million last year. How about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I would have taken half that in cash.
Half of that, okay.
Yeah, easy.
I need the whole $28 million if I'm going to do this. So that means I need to go into the gun business, I guess. Right? Or
the
I need to sell
show.
Sex. I need to sell chemicals, pharmaceuticals. I kind of do that here on this program. But I don't have the Doug Steffen legal service. I'm not behind any legal services. Again, sort of tongue-in-cheek. But think about, in terms of when I extol the value of virtue of our My Cool Inventions connection. Matter of fact, I need to remember this when I'm talking to those guys. She's perhaps the epitome of female entrepreneurialism in America. What say you on that? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, or 888-302-3684. It's 21 after on the Friday Good Day program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Willie Nelson in the focus here on Good Day. He's going to get the National Library's Pop Music Prize this year, the Gershwin Prize for popular songwriting, to honor his six decades in music. How about that? He received the prize in November. Will receive it in November. There'll be a big concert and other honors in Washington. His songwriting includes standards like Crazy, Hello Walls earlier on, Stardust. He's still making new music as well. There's something about him. He's such a character. He has 200 different songs that he's recorded. In the last 5 years alone, he's delivered 10 new albums, published a New York Times best-selling book. So what's the story with the Gershwin Prize? It honors an artist's lifetime achievement in music. Billy Joel has gotten it. Stevie Wonder has it. Paul Simon, Paul McCartney. I think that's appropriate, Kenny, don't you, for him to get it?
Oh, right, yeah. Then?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those singers that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Really? 30 years ago or so, yeah. But he's really grown on me in the last 10
years. Yeah, I find him quite appealing, frankly. So, that's the story with him. Also, some news today on Eric Clapton. Well, actually, this is historical perspective, putting music into perspective. Actually, on this date in 1968, Eric Clapton announced that he was going to leave Cream, and thus the group would disband. Let's see, Jack Bruce was the bassist, Ginger Baker. Who remembers the drummer Ginger Baker? So they played a farewell concert in London, then Clapton and Baker went on to form Blind Faith. How they have changed. And that sound has changed somewhat since then, don't you think? Actually, I'm a fan of Eric Clapton's as well, but I like some of the more mellow music. Not necessarily, although I cut my teeth on Cream a little bit. That was from a brown cow. I couldn't resist that. It was worth a moment, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Friday, the 10th of July. We're 1/10 of the way through this month already. I'm sorry, 1/10, 1/3. third of the way through this month. Let's get a focus on advice. Wendy Williams and her daytime program, I say that I do extol the value and virtue of her. I say this frequently because I like how she approaches questions that are good and practical from the audience. For example, here's a question about whether a boyfriend moving too fast in a new relationship.
I met this guy on a dating site. After our second date, we became exclusive. He wanted to shut it down, so we did. 6 weeks later, he has given me a key to his place, bank account information, as well as passwords to his email. So I want to know if you think he's moving too fast, or is he a man who knows what he wants?
He's the killer. I mean, he's all locks, because you see, when I was a single woman, when I wanted to make a man feel special, I'd give him a key to my place, but that'd be one of three locks. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
It's only one lock.
Okay, well, exactly. And bank account information?
Yes.
No, ma'am. Where are you from?
Virginia.
Well, people are nice in Virginia.
Yes, yes.
Maybe this is just Southern hospitality.
Yes, it is.
Or the killer. Keep your eyes wide open, okay?
All right, here is the answer to an audience member's question about dating a guy who's still living with his ex-girlfriend.
I'm 22 years old. I am dating a 37-year-old who has a 5-year-old son. He is still living with the mother of the son, which is also his ex-girlfriend. He says the only reason why they're still living together is financial reasons. Do I trust his word on that, or should I take a step and move forward?
You should have never accepted a first date from him, and I'll tell you why. Because at 22, you're a beautiful girl with your whole life ahead of you.
Welcome to today's Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, this summer, the Pope will be delivering an encyclical against the effects of climate change on the world's poor. Affect U.S. policy?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. This summer, Pope Francis will deliver what appears to be an important encyclical on how man-made climate change is affecting and hurting the world's poor. Well, will it affect the U.S. debate on climate change?
We're not denying climate change. We're denying the way you lefties want to address it. For 2,000 years, it is an obligation of all people of faith to be good stewards of the earth, and particularly to protect those in poverty who are inordinate victims of bad stewardship. We believe, Catholics believe, in a creator's order. We have to respect it. We have to maintain it. We have to protect it.
I think that essentially what you have is conservatives who are in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry. That is not where the Pope is, and you cannot bridge that without acknowledging that you are on the opposite side of the Pope on this issue. He wants to move the world off fossil fuels toward clean energy, and the Republican Party in the United States right now does not.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline of both Bush White Houses and Jonathan Alter of MSNBC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This half hour of the Doug Good Day program, that we will make this a good day. This is one of those weeks that feel different, even though Monday wasn't a holiday. 2 days after Labor Day, this week has been the week during the year that most people take off, or more people take off during the 4th of July week. And this is really considered not the runner-up. Last week was sort of, but this is really sort of the official 4th of July week and the most vacationed week of the year. Christmas week is the second most vacationed week of the year. Are you flying around? Are you enjoying yourself? Let's have a good time. But still keep our eyes and ears on what's going on around us. Uri Geller is going to join us, excuse me. I just had a big piece of melon, and every once in a while, those things slide down the wrong way like other things that you... I have never learned this lesson well. I have a pleasant voice and a pleasant demeanor, and I try to bring that approach to my work on the radio. And every once in a while, because I do try to take care of my voice, but I don't think when I'm... I eat on the fly, so I grab things as I'm on the air and don't necessarily think what impact that food... I know it helps to sustain my body, but the immediacy of putting it into your body and what it does to you. After 50-some-odd years of doing this, you'd think I'd know better at this point, rather than as I run into the studio to have a piece of melon sticking in my mouth. Well, at any rate, what was the point of where I was going? Oh, I wanted to let you know the big story in Framingham today, Kenny, is that a dog bit a girl at the farmer's market yesterday. So that's the big story here. Around the world, big story. Let's approach this from three different areas. Number one story here is the girl gets bitten by a dog at the farmer's market. Around our country, this hacking, the latest estimate of this hacking and how many people have been affected by it, the theft of Social Security numbers, remember that we were talking about it, highly sensitive data? 21 million people. Some say it's even larger than that. There are more people affected by it. It may be as high as 24 or 25 million people, depending on which news story you believe. But the theft of Social Security numbers and information about you, me, the biggest problem we have ever had in our history with regard to data and with regard to computers or technology. I see some 25 million records affected by hacking, so there's a number between 21 and 25. No matter what the number, it's outrageous. So we need to figure out how to fix the problem, and we'll do that later on in this half hour with our technology expert, Greg Stebbin. When you see that number, Kenny, what do you think? Ken Kessler with me on Good Day. Chen Jen not with us today. What do you think of that number and what it means to people who are affected? I don't know if my number, I'm on Social Security. I wonder what in the world that means.
I wonder, to people. What are they doing?
I know it.
I just don't understand.
Yeah.
We've had all this ever since, was it just last year, Edward Snowden came to fame and glory and whatever, and
yeah,
we've been talking about all of this, and the NSA has had all these reasons for spying here and spying there, and they can't watch our own front door?
No. 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 What do you think about that?
Outrageous.
Boys and girls, 888-302-3684. Email the Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. And Kenny monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Imagine this in terms of the enormity of the numbers. And then I guess I say to myself, who's going to do anything with this? Are they going to sell this stuff? All right, so we can be posturing on this, postulating on it all day and all night. So that's the number one thing. I've said the dog bites this girl at the market is number one in my local area. I probably should have done the state next, because in Massachusetts, five people were arrested in a drug raid down in the Cape. All right, so that's the second persuasion. Nationally, it's this 21 million people and the data breach. And then internationally, Greece bowing to the demands of its creditors because they are seeking a bailout. So the government says it's willing, isn't that nice, to impose sales tax hikes and cuts in state spending for pensions. They submitted a belt-tightening proposal to their creditors in an effort to secure another bailout yesterday. The blueprint includes specific sales tax hikes, cuts in state outlays for pensions. They had been resisting this before. It's such a left-wing socialist country, and they're known for people cheating on their taxes. In exchange, Greece is seeking a new three-year, $59 billion bailout. So they just keep adding to it. More, not less. Who's going for this? Excuse me, we've got to be suicidal to give them the benefit of that. Yes, no? For example, if you go visit, this is going to kill wood for me. I don't want to go to Greece and pay a 13% tax on my room. It's currently 6 and change. Now it's going to double that. They're going to raise, listen to this. Corporate taxes will go up to 28% from 26%. That's not outrageous, but the number itself is outrageous, but not an outrageous increase. Increase in the value-added tax for luxury goods up to 13% from 10%. Let's see, taxes on foods, restaurants, transport, and health services up 10% to 23% from 13%. So you go out for a meal, and the bill is $50, you'll pay about, $13 in taxes?
Wow.
How about that? Nope, thanks. I'll stay out of Greece. That's what they're doing. They're just telling people, stay away. Don't come visit us. Right? Actually, Uri's been in Greece a lot. He owns a place on an island off of the coast of Greece. Maybe that's where we get started talking to him about his feelings with regard to this. Uri Geller will join us in a matter of moments on the Friday Good Day program, where it's 41 past the hour.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs. Check Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
44 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Eric Geller joins us. I understand you're in Italy somewhere. What town are you in?
Hold on a second.
All right, wait a minute. We got to figure out where. All right, can you hear me now?
Hey, I can hear you, Doug.
All right, so where are you in Italy?
I'm in a place called Rimini. It's a beautiful kind of touristic town, right on the sea, warm weather, blue skies, fantastic place, and I'm here. Believe it or not, you know, I'm not a magician, as you know.
Some people think you are.
I've been invited. Well, some do. I've been invited to lecture in front of 3,000 magicians from all over the world.
Really?
It's a convention called FISM, F-I-S-M, and it happens every 3 years. And for not being a magician, I find it quite interesting and strange, because I'm going to walk into an auditorium full of people who don't believe in what I do. But because I started a genre, because I started a method of mind over matter, mentalism, spoon bending, you know, the secret of success is originality. They want to hear me out. So here I am.
Yeah, that is the secret. There's another interesting big deal this weekend, the Comic-Con, the comic, what they call a Comic-Con, where lots of people from various movies and television programs get together. It's become quite a thing. It's in San Diego this weekend, and stars from all over the world are there. It's sort of not the same kind of thing, but a group of people supposedly of like mind. That's what any convention is anyway, people getting together. I would bet over the years you've spoken to lots of people at conventions and halls, thousands of people who are curious as to what it is that you do. And from the perspective of those who may be new to this program or who are not of an age that remember who Uri Geller is, and never mind remember who he is, he still is an international presence because of his ability to use his mind to make life better and to make things better. I think that's really the message. All of the things that you've done, you've written about, all your performances, especially in the last 20 years or so, have been aimed at mind power and helping people harness the power of their own mind. Thoughts are things. How many I sit here thinking about all the things you've taught me in our friendship over the past however many years.
Yeah, you know, Doug, throughout my career, I came to a point where I realized that just performing spoon bending and mind reading didn't really take me anywhere. And it didn't, you know, embed a message into people's minds about positive thinking. So I twisted my performances and I created a positive thinking, motivational and inspirational lecture. Mm-hmm. Yes, I still show the spoon bending and the watch fixing and the mind reading. But then I talk about, you know, the power of positive intentions. I talk about how to believe in yourself and the law of attraction, that you can, what you can visualize, you can materialize, what the mind can conceive, it can achieve. And people love that. They definitely leave the theater positive thinkers.
Yeah, I think that that's what it's about. Now, one of the other things I know about you is that you have a place on one of the Greek islands, if I remember correctly. And I wonder what you're thinking. You have a home in England. What the British are saying, the Europeans, in terms of the Greece austerity plan, or what this does. Is there an effect on the average European because of what's going on in Greece?
Yeah, it's funny that you brought this subject up, because I just met a Greek mentalist walking the street here, and he was in one of my shows in Greece, and I asked him what's happening there. You know what? He didn't even know that there is a new referendum and there is some kind
really?
Of a deal, a European deal. So some people who are really affected are basically they're older people in Greece who have worked all their lives, and they have to stand in front of cash points, you know, waiting for, you know, thinking, oh my God, what if no money comes out? That's terrible.
Well, it is, but there are so many people. The news media, you talk about minds and how minds are made or molded. The news media around the world has become so horrifically fearful that we read these things and you wonder, what's really true? So the fact that that fellow, the reason I bring that up is because what you said about the fellow who was from Greece, who wasn't even really aware of what was going on, and yet we here in the rest of the world are paying so much attention to this thing. Maybe there are two messages here. One, the Greeks don't care because they figure somebody's going to bail them out, so they don't worry about it. Or two, they're so nonchalant about their problems, maybe that's the problem, that they just are not focused on it. And meanwhile, their whole financial reality is crumbling around it. It just seems like a kind of strange way to think.
And you know, Doug, it is a domino effect, because all the markets around the world, even in America, feel it. Look what's happening in China.
Yeah.
You know, let's face it, the whole world is based on monetary systems, and everything is about money, isn't it? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, sadly, that is true, except our friendship, not based on money, just based on being friends. Thank you, Uri. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Check out his website.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All righty then. The time is 53 past the hour, and every day, Monday through Friday, in the Good Day time slot, we have Greg Stebbin here as technology in the focus. And wow, don't people want to talk about this hacking in the U.S. personnel office and all of the people who may be exposed, or maybe it's not a maybe it is factual that 20-some-odd million people are affected by this data breach. Let's find out how it'll affect you and maybe how to fix the problem or keep it from happening to you again. That's up next. Greg Stebbin here, the technology editor from Men's Health Magazine on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
All relevant in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share,
carrier, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international and premium content. Subject to green line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in-high speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration, phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
All right, let's get to some of the heart and soul of technology issues and news today. Certainly, without question, maybe the number one story as we get to the end of the week, not just in technology, but in general, are the stats coming out, Greg. All these people affected by the theft of Social Security numbers and a lot of other highly sensitive data. This is a big deal, is it not?
Well, 20-some-odd million people having really sensitive information stolen. Some of them, frankly, not even, you know, many of them are people who were in government jobs, federal employees, federal contractors, and about 2 million of them
million.
Were.
Yeah,
about 2 million were spouses and things like that, so
yeah.
People that were really only tangentially involved. This is a lot of people to lose a lot of very, very sensitive information, and the reality is this is happening on such a recurring basis now that at some point, whether it's today or next month or 6 months from now, we're going to have to acknowledge that this system of identifying people by numbers like Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, credit card numbers, the system is broken.
Yeah.
And you actually begin to realize that when so many people's data is public, your money, for instance, no longer actually belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
It actually belongs to whoever is in control of your numbers.
Ah, how swell is that? So that's why I don't pay my bills. All these people who say, oh, it's much easier to pay your bills online. Sorry.
You're not, unfortunately, you can send a check, but at some point, at many points in the process, between your bank and the company itself and other companies, your information is getting digitized and shared in this same ecosystem anyway. So I don't think it's giving you any advantage, and if it is giving you an advantage, it's not much of an advantage.
Okay,
frankly.
So how do we fix the problem?
Well, as I was reading about this yesterday, I was thinking in my head, this is not my area of expertise. I mean, there are people who have PhDs and beyond and devote their lives to these kinds of issues. But I was thinking to myself, what would happen if everybody took all of their most sensitive information and just posted it online? What if there was no more sensitive information? Well, then all this data that's being hacked and stolen would no longer have value.
Sure, they can get into your accounts.
Well, the reality is we'd have to find some other way to protect ourselves. And I actually found others online who have this as their job, protecting this kind of information, who have also voiced that idea that we should frankly make everything public and find new ways to protect ourselves. And my prediction, even though I don't fully understand it, frankly, is that something along the line of Bitcoin will end up being the system that protects us instead of the system we use today.
Yeah, I'll go back to using barter, for God's sake.
We'll find a way to hack that, too.
Really? Facial recognition. Are we going to hack in your eyeball? That's the way some people say it.
We'll just steal it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, fingerprint. They cut off your fingers. That sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it? Greg Stebbin with good information. Technology trends.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.